I know I was a fan of Legos growing up, and Legos, man, some of their designs now are just majestic. I mean, intricate pieces and building of like Hogwarts Castle, the Millennium Falcon.
We did that one. That was probably the hardest one we've ever done.
Yeah,
that,
for
and
sure.
There was like a Star Wars like destroyer kind of huge ship. We did that one too.
Yeah, I mean, they have such awesome, awesome designs, and they're so creative now, but they have just released a majestic tiger, an actual tiger, and they did something groundbreaking when they released this tiger.
Okay, so what is it? They changed the shape? Or what makes it so groundbreaking?
Well, the groundbreaking part, and there have been circular shapes in Legos for years. But what makes it so groundbreaking is this majestic tiger became the first Lego set to include an anus.
I'm sorry. Did you just say that out loud on the radio?
Yeah, small circular pink piece that fits underneath its tail. You got to search around in your little pieces to find it.
A Lego butthole? Is that what you're telling me?
Yep, and go. Like, man, I lost its anus. Where is it? It's like, oh, it's over there. It's like, oh.
Wow. Okay.
I mean,
you know what? I think it's a really, it's a big gift that we have now given it its official anatomically correct name.
Yeah.
So that kids who may get this set are like, hey, mom, you know what this piece is called? It's got a name.
That's right. It's a name.
And I know that because of Ben and Kelly. What a gift.
I mean, kind of unnecessary, but kind of awesome at the same time. So I think it's pretty cool that they have gotten so intricate that they have now included that piece.
It's a commitment to the attention to detail is what it is.
To the tiger. We'll tweet out the story so you can see it yourself.
Is it they're not going to go as far as to a male or female, right? We're going to leave that part alone, right?
Yeah, so far, I don't think they've got sexual organs present there.
I would like to suggest to Lego that maybe we don't go so far down the lane of trying to be anatomically correct that we feel the need to start including that. I feel like that is not necessary.
I don't know. I just want to get my hands on that just because I think that would be fun. Fun little project, because the actual sculpture itself looks pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. It's impressive.
Yeah, for sure.
Sure. But I'm just, thank you so much for pointing out the attention to detail.
And shout out to Laura, who's listening, who says, happy Monday. Love talking about the tiger anus. Yeah, see? We got a thumbs up from Laura right there. Like I said, I'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
On Lego. No, sir.